Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
In today's short time in the Word, I want to talk to you about a king like Jesus and his helpers. Here's the verse I want you to look at, Isaiah chapter 32, verse 1. It reads like this. Behold, a king will reign in righteousness, and princes will rule with justice. Now, that's a great promise, isn't it? Behold, a king will reign in righteousness. And it's important to remember that Isaiah the prophet made this promise in a certain context. Now, most commentators believe that the king who will reign in righteousness that's mentioned in Isaiah chapter 32, verse 1, was King Hezekiah. And since it says that he will reign, that's the future tense, this prophecy may have been given at the beginning of Isaiah's prophetic career during the reign of King Ahaz, who was the predecessor to King Hezekiah. But don't let those details cause you to miss the greatness of the promise. A king will reign in righteousness. That's what it says in Isaiah 32:1. Now, in some sense, Hezekiah certainly did fulfill this prophecy. He was a good king. It was written of him, quote, and he did what was right in the sight of the Lord, according to all that his father David had done. He trusted the Lord God of Israel, so that after him was none like him among all the kings of Judah, nor any who were before him. For he held fast to the Lord. He did not depart from following him, but kept his commandments, which the Lord had commanded him. That's in 2 Kings chapter 18, verses 5, 6, and then back to verse 3 as well. Now, that certainly describes a king who reigns and who reigns righteously. But when we read those words from Isaiah 32:1, the words that say, a king will reign in righteousness, we also recognize that Hezekiah was ultimately a picture of a coming king, the King of Kings, Jesus Christ. Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 5 announces this about our Messiah. Quote, behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, that I will raise to David a branch of righteousness. A king shall reign and prosper and execute judgment and righteousness in the earth. So, this promise may well have had its original reference to Hezekiah and the godliness and the success of his reign. Nevertheless, Hezekiah and his reign were in some ways a picture of Jesus and his ultimate kingdom. What we can say right along with the Puritan writer Matthew Poole, he said, quote, so this prophecy looks through Hezekiah unto Christ. But we also notice the second part of the promise. And princes will rule with justice. You know, in Hezekiah's day, it wasn't enough, and it's never enough, to just have a righteous king. The king must also have helpers. Here they're called princes in Isaiah 32:1. Those princes beside him will also rule with justice. And Hezekiah had such loyal princes. Their names were men like Eliakim, Shebna the scribe, the elders of the priests, Isaiah himself. That's described in 2 Kings chapter 19, verse 2. Now, these men were not princes in the literal sense of being sons of King Hezekiah. That Hebrew word for princes can mean any ruler under a king, simply someone who helps the king and carries out his orders under his authority. I want you to think about it. If Hezekiah, the righteous king, points to Jesus, then who are Jesus's princes, these princes who will rule with justice? We can say that his people are his princes. Read carefully 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. Check this out. Quote, but you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Or again, at Revelation chapter 5, verse 10, it says, and God has made us kings and priests unto our God, and we shall reign on the earth. Let me tell you, this is a high and glorious destiny that God has for his people in ages to come. Such a high and glorious destiny needs a special preparation. Brother, sister, you are going to rule and reign with Jesus Christ. And may we not say that many of the seemingly unnecessary, and I just say they seem unnecessary to us, many of the seemingly unnecessary trials and pains of this life have a wonderful purpose in the world beyond. You are in training to rule and reign with Jesus Christ, to faithfully rule with him. That's our destiny. He's getting us ready for it right now. Now, we can think about this destiny, and I think we should, but we also should thank God for how he prepares us for it. Maybe your present circumstances right now are part of God's training for you to rule and reign with Jesus Christ in ages to come.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.